On Wednesday, the Pac-12 announced that Commissioner Larry Scott's tenure would end in June, a year before his contract was set to expire. I spoke with KNKX sports commentator Art Teal about his often controversial career and the likely reasons why the Pac-12 and Scott are parting ways. All right, Art, so Larry Scott's tenure has been a bit controversial over the last 12 years. There were a few good things he sprinkled in over those years, though, weren't there?
Yeah, we got to give him some credit. Some of the things he did do right was that he was around for the conference expansion from the Pac-10 to the Pac-12 with the addition of Utah and Colorado. He helped create a football championship game between the divisions in football. The men's basketball tournament found a permanent home in Las Vegas. And he also helped with equality in terms of conference revenue sharing among the 12 universities. And I think the Pac-12, generally speaking, pays more attention to student-athlete welfare than the other Power 5 conferences. So that's to the good.
All right, that's the good. What about the bad?
He had lavish tastes. The Pac-12 networks were his creation, and that's the cable outlet that distributes their content. And he wanted a big office in downtown San Francisco, $7 million a year lease for that. He flew to most games on a chartered jet. He paid himself $5.3 million a year. And every time anybody ever saw him, he was in this lavish top floor suite at some fancy hotel. And he just really ran the place like an emperor, not really like a college president would want a league run that's affiliated with universities and education. And those are the small things, but there is one big thing.
Yeah, well, that one big thing, at least to me, as someone that wanted to go out and watch a Husky football or basketball game, is that you had to hope that wherever you were going, that they had the service provider that had the channel on it.
Right. Back in 2011, he signed a deal with ESPN and Fox to create the Pac-12 networks, which was wholly owned by the universities, instead of sharing ownership with ESPN and Fox, as the other Power 5 conferences did. One of the consequences of that was that the university presidents wanted all the college sports, all the non-revenue Olympic sports, on TV, which is great for the university, but it was basically something that the consumer did not want for various reasons. And so when it came time to find a distributor for this 24/7 Pac-12 sports channel, the biggest player on the West Coast, the satellite provider DirecTV, said no. The only thing that most consumers want are football games in the fall, and some of them want men's college basketball. So DirecTV never signed up. As a result, the revenues from the Pac-12 networks are far below the comparable networks and the other Power 5 conferences. And when that happens, the budgets for the athletic department shrink, and it makes the Pac-12 semi-non-competitive with the other programs. It hurts recruiting, it hurts results in the field, and it damages the entire program relative to the other conferences. So the revenues that are gained now from the Pac-12 networks are a disaster. And the school presidents, most of whom were not around for Larry's hire back in 2011, have said enough.
All right. Thanks, Art.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of these weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kevin Kniestad.